A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here to an overcast Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this Friday night, the 20th of May, and game four of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our now adjusted start time of 7:15 tonight. We'll mark the first time that Daytona has had any sort of weather delay or any type of delay throughout the course of this 2022 season, and feel like that's got to be some sort of Florida State League record for it to come in game number 37 on the 20th of May. And thankfully, it is dry here now. The tarp is off the pitcher's mound and home plate, off of both bullpen mounds, and we will have baseball here on this Friday night. Ari Fronson, who is celebrating his 21st birthday today, will take the ball for the Tortugas, 1-2. A 5.73 earned run average was fantastic in his last home outing here on the 8th of May. Dion Santos, one of the Blue Jays' top 30 prospects, will make his second start of the season for Dunedin. He is 2-2 with a 1.8 ERA. Daytona, another big win last night, a 10-6 victory, matching their season high for runs in a game. Also scored seven runs to win in the bottom of the eighth, matching the most runs they've scored in a single inning this year. So Daytona will try and follow up that heroic effort from last night with another one here today, as a victory in tonight's ballgame guarantees them their second series win of the year. We'll step aside. We won't head to break, but we will pass it along. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with the other voice of Jackie Robinson Ballpark, or one of the other voices of Jackie Robinson Ballpark, and our on-field MC, the young professor, talking a little bit about some of the promotions and games that have been going on here at the Jack, having the Savannah Bananas here back in March, and much, much more. So without further ado, your on-field MC, the young professor.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now...
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the other voice of Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That is your on-field MC, the young professor. Yo, Pro, another season of Daytona Tortugas baseball is underway, about a month and a half through so far. How have you enjoyed the first couple of weeks and months of the season?
Very, very much I've enjoyed it. That's the short answer. I've also enjoyed that it's only gotten hot this week. So for at least a few weeks in all these suits and the accoutrement that I wear out here at the ballpark, it has not been unforgiving. The hot summer days are coming, but it's been great being back here and having some nice weather to go with it.
Yeah, it's definitely been much better the last couple of weeks. I'm getting a little more humid now, but that comes with the territory down here in the Sunshine State. Your second season now here with the Daytona Tortugas as the on-field MC, getting to do a little bit more now. You're putting together the scripts for the games. We're involved with creating a lot of the promotions that will be going on at the Jack throughout the course of the summer. What was it like for you this offseason to be able to put more of an imprint on exactly what is happening during the game in terms of entertainment?
It was great. I really enjoyed being a part of that process, just because this is where I feel like I'm bringing my most passion to. I teach school by day, and you're kind of chained to a curriculum. You've got some creativity, but at the end of the day, you've still got to hit those specific elements that need to be there. When it comes to what we do here, we've got a little bit of a blank canvas. Like, yeah, we're playing baseball. We have some sponsored segments and some things that we definitely want to do, but I know we can do more. And with my background in sports and what I enjoy, being brought into the fold to kind of help contribute to the creation of what our season might look like, and then our day-to-day game operations when it comes to entertainment for our fans, that's been just absolutely amazing to be a part of, a little more than last year.
Been a lot of different things you've implemented into the different in-between inning breaks, different games, videos, and things like that. What have you enjoyed the most out of those new creations for this season? And what's it been like for you seeing the fan reaction, particularly to the karaoke and some of the sing-along stuff that have been done throughout the course of the early going?
The karaoke and sing-along stuff was something I wanted to bring in regardless. I wasn't sure how and where. It's a sing-off segment. I was inspired by the Savannah Bananas. They do it, and it's a really great, really crowd-interactive segment. That's what I like about it. It's not just a couple of contestants on the field. It's everybody. Everybody that's in there, you're part of this, so let's make it good. And I enjoy that because that keeps that energy high for all of our fans. But our first night, if you go back to that inaugural, we had it in there, but we also, because we have a partnership with Landshark. Landshark is one of our sponsors, and they've got the 5 o'clock somewhere, middle of the fifth inning, karaoke contest. It only took me one night to figure out we need to retool that, because first of all, finding participants to want to come out and actually sing in front of our audience, of which whatever size it is that night, is a tough sell. It's hard to get the words up on the screen and get people going. And let's face it, most of the time, it's not going to be good. And I don't know if that's necessarily the most entertaining thing for our fans. And that's really what I'm trying to maximize. So after having two of our season ticket holders, Robert and Bob, out there and just absolutely butcher it. And I hope they listen back to this because they know I'm not telling any lies in here. Because they admit to it as well. I spoke with Jim and I said, Jim, let's make the sing off our karaoke. I think because it is, you're singing along, but now we're involving everybody. And gosh, that has been such a big hit of a segment. It turns into a competition between Sheldon and I on different sides of the ballpark. So that's been super fun and really, really successful. I'm glad we get to do it every night. I think the other one that I tried on, I think I heard about it in like NBA or NHL use, was a Titanic cam and kind of getting the Titanic music, getting a little, maybe a little ship graphic where it looks like people are on the front of it. We tried that and I was really surprised how well it went right out of the gate. So that's become an every night staple of having the Titanic cam, usually with folks in the grandstands who are, you know, at that point in the game, a little greased up, ready to get a little weird with me. So we have a good time with it.
Usually in the middle of May is right around the time everyone starts getting into the swing of things after the first month or so of the campaign. You've already been in full swing for a little while now because you were the on-field MC traveling with the Savannah Bananas during the course of the early spring. The World Tour just wrapped up a couple weeks ago in Kansas City, Kansas. One of the places it started was right here in Daytona Beach, their first ever trip here to the Jack. What was it like for you getting to combine, you know, your work with the Savannah Bananas with, you know, Jackie Robinson Ballpark, where you've spent so much of your time over the course of the last 2 years?
It was very surreal, I'll be honest with you. In coming on last year, essentially right before we were getting ready to start our season in 2021, that's when I really learned who the Bananas were. I'd heard of the team, but I didn't know exactly what they were all about. And I had picked up the owner, Jesse Cole's book, his first book, Find Your Yellow Tux, and was just blown away by it and started learning more about what they did. And I tried to bring some of that to our games last year. I had an opportunity last summer to go and watch one of their games and actually be involved in their show after I had reached out to Jesse, and I knew I wanted to be part of it again. So I campaigned pretty hard to get there, and they felt like I had something that I could bring to the table. So getting to do it with them was a remarkable learning experience and just an unbelievable life experience. And it's something that I'm trying to bring back in my work here so that we have that same kind of spirit, which I think is wildly successful, in Daytona. But Daytona, as you said, was the first road stop for them on this world tour. They've only ever played their style of baseball one other time outside of the confines of Grayson Stadium, and it was in Mobile, Alabama the year before. So Jackie Robinson Ballpark was essentially the first time we're really going to see what we can do and what the tour was going to look like. So for me, being here in the friendly confines of the Jack was I think really special and really helpful for me, because I felt comfortable and I was a go-between for them. You know, every time we go to a new ballpark, there's new things we have to learn about the facility, about the fans, about the layout. And so for them, they had some comfort knowing they had someone internally that could be a go-between for it. So it was great getting to walk, you know, and I got to hang out in the dugout the whole time, which is not a spot. I haven't even been in there at all as an employee here with you. I mean, I stick to the press box and the field itself, but I got to go places I've never gotten to go before and really experience our ballpark in its entirety as part of that.
Speaking of Jackie Robinson Ballpark, if you've come out to the Jack so far this season, you've heard YoPro's voice, not just during the game, but prior to the game, talking about the history of this ballpark, all the way back from when it started in 1914, all the way up to 2022, where we are right now. Where did that idea come from, and what was some of the work that you put into creating that piece?
So when I went to see the Bananas last year, before they have almost an hour-long pre-show. So, you know, they've got their first pitch around the same time we would on a given night, around 7:05. But from 6:05 or from 6 o'clock or so on, there is entertainment happening and show. And one of the first things that they did was they had an audio track, just all audio, of the history of Grayson Stadium. Now, Grayson Stadium is almost as old as Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It's another old ballpark. You know, it has some of the issues of old ballparks, but it also has the charm of old ballparks. So something I loved about it. But I just sat there and listened, and it was a 6 or 7 minute piece that really went through the history of that ballpark, who played there, what happened. They put a little more emphasis on music of the time too, since their DJ and PA announcer had done it. But I loved it, and it really stuck with me. And I knew that was something we should have here, because so many people don't even know why this place is called Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And to them, to most people, like, oh, it's probably just named because he's a famous ball player. They have no idea the history that happened here when he was here, or even the history that came before that. And there's an extensive amount of it. So when we were putting the season together, I talked to Jim about it and some of the staff, and they said, we like the idea. I said, well, let me do it. I'll put it together. And I did the research and recorded it, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback on it, and it's really awesome to share with our fans, because even season ticket holders who've been coming here a lot more than I have, and maybe even more than you have, depending on how long their stay is, all came to me within those first few weeks and said, I didn't know that so-and-so played here. I had no idea that. So it's a passive thing for our fans about 30 minutes before we do anything out on the field, that if you're here early, you're going to get a little history lesson. And as a history teacher in my day job, it was a nice way to kind of combine my worlds.
One final question for you, YoPro. There's so many great promotions that go on throughout the course of the calendar season here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. As you mentioned before, you've had more of a hand this offseason creating sort of what that promotional schedule would look like with our front office. Anything in particular you've really enjoyed so far, and what can fans look forward to in the coming months as the season continues to plod along?
We haven't really fired any of our big guns yet, I feel like. So I don't know that I'm going to pick anything specific. I've just had a really remarkable experience thus far. But during this two-week homestand session, we've got some really, really cool stuff coming up that I'm super excited about. And really, both of them happen next weekend. Next Friday night, we've got our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. I'm a big comic book guy. I have a wonderful suit that I cannot wait to wear here. And put together some Marvel superhero theme type promotions for that evening. And then the next night is halfway to Halloween. And that's my favorite holiday. I mean, we decorate my house in early August. So we've got Halloween decorations up for almost 3.5 months, 4 months. So I'm really excited to break out some of the Halloween gear a little bit early and have some fun here at the Jack and get a little spooky with our fans.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. He's the best dressed man in baseball, and He's going to continue that next weekend as we have some great promotions coming up here at the Jack. The Young Professor, our MC here at the Jack, thank you so much for the time. We'll be talking to you throughout the course of the season. Enjoy everything coming up.
Justin, it is an absolute pleasure, as always, to get up here in the box with you, sir.
Appreciate it a lot. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay!
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Oh, it's time for baseball here on this Friday night. A little bit behind schedule due to some inclement weather, but we are dry now. And the Tortugas are on the field ready for another matchup. Justin Rock with you here. High atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And as the birthday boy, Ari Franson, warms up on the mound, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, put together by their manager, Donnie Murphy. Adrian Pinto leads off. He's the shortstop, reached base five times last night. Batting second in center field, minor league rehabber Chavez Young. Gabriel Martinez bats third in right field. Rainer Nunez cleans up. He's at first. Estevan Machado back in the lineup tonight, hitting fifth at second base. Damiano Palmigiani will bat sixth at third. Glenn Santiago mans left field in the seventh spot. Hitting eighth behind the plate, Jose Ferrer. And Francisco Fajardo will bat ninth and serve as a DH. On the mound for Daytona today, celebrating his 21st birthday, is number 21. Ari Franson, 6'3", 207 pounds. Out of Deventer in the Netherlands. Signed by the Reds as an international free agent in May of 2019. Actually, 7 days away from the 3-year anniversary. Pinto ready, so is Franson in the first pitch of the game. Line foul over the head of the third base coach. It is 0-1. Pinto last night, 3-for-3, scored a couple runs, doubled and drove in his first run of the year, also collected a walk. Righty batter stands at the back of the box, and he takes low. It is 1-1. Numbers for Pinto so far this season, hitting .265 in 19 games. Four extra base hits, no homers, and the one ribby is this one line towards the Bud bullpen. And into it, ricocheting over by the bar, it's 1-2. Guess the baseball wanted to get in on Margaritaville night as well. 1-2 on the leadoff batter. Pinto asks for time, isn't granted, and hits a high pop in the left. Out is Meunier, in is Castro, and Castro will make the running catch. Right by the word mark on that Tortugas uniform, his first at-bat in the field as a member with the club, and he makes the play for the first out of the night. One out, and here is Chavez Young, minor league rehabber. 2-4 his first 12-3 games. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Did not play last night. Was 1-for-4 with a strikeout on Wednesday as this one ripped deep down the right field line. Will it get out? Yes, it will. A home run into the auxiliary parking lot. Blake Dunn, hopefully all right. Looked like he tripped out there in right field going back on the ball. So Chavez Young, the minor league rehabber, hits his first home run of the year. And the Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead. Two batters into the ballgame.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
Here is Gabriel Martinez. 104 miles an hour off the bat, 384 feet on the home run. And Martinez takes that one high for ball one. Martinez, right-handed hitter, fouls it back 1-1. Martinez hitting 262 in 33 games, 13 extra base hits, 5 homers and 20 RBIs. Martinez last night, 1-for-5 with an RBI and a run score, the 1-1. And Martinez checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. It is 2-1. Bronson making his 8th appearance, 4th start of the season for Daytona. 1-2, a 5.73 ERA entering the night. Is that one off the hands to the right? It is 2-2. 20 hits allowed in 22 innings entering play today. 12 walks, 19 strikeouts. Bronson's 2-1. Off the hands, a little pop-up in the infield. Calling for it, the second baseman, Layton. And a few steps to the first base side of the bag makes the catch. Two out.
First baseman, 37, Rainer Nunez.
Now it's Rainer Nunez. Nunez hitting at 294. 13 extra base hits, 9 homers, and 24 RBIs. Nunez 1-for-5 last night with a run scored and an RBI. Righty again, drive right at the third baseman, Triana, and that brings the first inning to a close. But the Blue Jays strike first on the solo home run to right by Chavez Young at the end of a half. It's the Blue Jays 1 and the Tortugas coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Dion Santos warming up on the mound for the Blue Jays. Let's take a look at Daytona's starting lineup tonight. Put together by Cookie Dawkins, the manager. Daniel Veoheen back in the lineup tonight. He'll catch and lead off. Gus Steiger gets the start as the DH. He will bat second. Michelle Triana, RBI double last night, will hit third at third base. Austin Hendrick cleans up in center. Stephen Layton, or actually rather Ruben Ibarra, cleans up at first. Hendrick bats fifth in center. Steven Layton hitting sixth at second base. Braylon Meniere hitting seventh as the shortstop. Blake Dunn is the right fielder in the eighth spot. And Fidel Castro, making his Tortugas debut, will bat ninth in left field. Santos on the mound for the Blue Jays here today as it will lefty batter against the righty pitcher. And Santos' first offering of the night misses down and in. It is 1-0. Veoheen, playing in his third game this year, missed the first month and a half with a hamate injury. 0-4 his first seven, does have a pair of walks. The 1-0, and Veoheen swings through a fastball at 92. It's 1-1. Santos, 5'11", 160 pounds, 19 years old from Acarigua, Venezuela. That misses down by the shoe tops, 2-1. Santos making his seventh appearance, second start of the campaign for him. 2-2 record, a 1.8 ERA, the 2-1. Way inside by the shins. And it's now 3-1 on the Tortugas leadoff man. Santos, 13 hits allowed in 20 innings, 11 walks and 41 strikeouts in those 20 innings. The 3-1. Veo Heen takes inside ball four. So Veo aboard of the leadoff walk, and the Tortugas have their first base runner of the game. One on for Gus Steiger, the DH tonight for Daytona. Gus hitting at 288 in 32 games. Eight extra base hits, no homers, and 12 RBIs. Had an RBI single in that seven-run eighth inning last night. Runner goes, pitch outside, the throw down by Ferrer. Veo Heen trying to get to the outside part of the bag and is thrown out on the tag by Machado. Ferrer guns down Veo Heen swinging. It's a ball to Steiger. 2-4 on the caught stealing. And there is the first out of the first frame. So Daytona caught stealing for just the 17th time this year. And now the pitch to Steiger. A foul ball into the glove of Ferrer. It is 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Santos tonight. Works from the third base side, the 1-1. Steiger lays off down and in. Did he go? No, he did not on higher. 2-1. Westlake on the bases tonight. Trey Ward is behind the plate calling balls and strikes. The 2-1. Below the knees, 2-2, or rather 3-1. Left to right in the outfield for Dunedin tonight. Glenn Santiago, Chavez Young, and Gabriel Martinez. Here's the 3-1. That one a called strike up and in. Steiger just flipped the bat towards the third base dugout and asks for time so he can't potentially get rung up on a pitch clock violation. So Steiger back in the box. And now the payoff pitch. Struck him out swinging. Steiger not happy after he thought he had ball four. Ends up striking out. First K tonight for Santos. Two out in this first inning for Michelle Triana. Triana hitting .168 in 32 games. Six extra base hits, a homer. And tied for second on the team with 15 RBI. Out in front of 87. It is 0-1. Triana 1-for-3 last night, an RBI double and a walk. The 0-1 from Santos, and this one fouled behind the catcher. It is 0-2. Third to first around the infield for the Blue Jays tonight. Damiano Pomigiani, Adrian Pinto, Esteban Machado, and Rainer Nunez, with Jose Ferrer doing the catching behind the dish. The 0-2 outside in the lefty, rather righty batter's box. It is 1-2. Overcast skies here in Daytona, did have some rain. Never got too heavy here at the Jack. 1-2 outside, 2-2. 80 degrees right now according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 81. 6 mile per hour wind gusts to the southeast. American flag out in center, blowing from right to left. The 2-2 to Michelle, and this one pulled towards the Dunedin dugout. Everybody ducking out of the way. It remains a no ball, or rather two ball, and two strike count. Blue Jays a 1-0 lead on the young homer. The 2-2 pitch inside near the waist of Triana. It's a full count. Michelle just 1-for-10 in this series. Snapped an 0-for-16 stretch at the plate last night with that RBI base hit in the fourth. The 2-2. That one called strike three at the letters. Triana thought it was ball four. Flipped the bat towards the dugout. Well, the second time, Daytona misread a call from the home plate umpire Ward as he punches out Triana to end the inning. No runs, no hits because of the walk and caught stealing and nobody left. At the end of 1-0 Blue Jays on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns of the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville night of the year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There will be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that will be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend with Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Denise Maggiani and Santiago. 5, 6, and 7 due up against Are Fronson. And his second inning of work as Machado, switch hitter, batting lefty, looks at a called strike. Had off last night, did Machado, the 0-1, a ground ball back to the mound, fielded by Fronson, a couple steps towards first, and an underhand toss in time for the first out. One away here in the second inning. That sends up Damiano Palmigiani. Palmigiani did not play last night. Hitting 215 in 32 games, 23 for 107. 9 extra base hits, 3 homers, 15 RBI. Lights on here at the stadium on an overcast Friday. And the first pitch to Damiano is low for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Fronson tonight. Left to right of the outfield, it is Fidel Castro, Austin Hendrick, and Blake Dunn. The 1-0. Called strike up and away. It is 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Braylon Meunier, Stephen Layton, and Ruben Ibarra. The 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. Daniel Veoheen doing the catching behind the plate. Fronson stands tall from the first base side, the 2-1. And this one bounced into the Daytona third base dugout. It is 2-2. Daytona tonight here on Margaritaville night, the first of the season here in Daytona Beach. Wearing the floral pattern uniform, a lot of gold and green as Palmigiani somehow keeps it fair. Down the left field line and off that chain link fence. On the base of the wall, picked up and fired in by Castro. Palmigiani in at second with a one out double. His seventh, or rather sixth, two base hit of the year. His 10th extra base hit. And now the Blue Jays with a man in scoring position and one out for the left fielder, Glenn Santiago. Some Blue Jays, 6-4-28. 214 average, a double, a homer, 4 batted in. And the first pitch, breaking ball, down and away. Nice backhanded stop by Veoheen, holds the runner at second. Got this gold and green, a little bit of pink on that floral pattern on the jersey for Daytona tonight. The 1-0. Little dribbler up the third base line, 1-1. Tortugas arched across the chest in green, powder blue border, green numerals on the back with that same powder blue outline. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Fronson. Those black and white New Balance cleats. The 1-1. Santiago hits it hard but foul towards Daytona's left field bullpen, 1-2. Tortugas tonight wearing the powder blue caps, blue bill, white block D logo on the front, Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. Palmigiani leads the 1-2 pitch, and that one fouled off the catcher, Veoheen. And it remains at a ball and two strikes. Dimensions here in Daytona, for those who have never been, it is 317 down the left field line. 400 to dead center and 325 to the pole and right. The 1-2, another foul ball to the screen. Blue Jays a 1-0 lead on Chavez Young's home run in the first. The 1-2, And Santiago, a line drive off the glove of Triana into left field for a base hit. Rounding third, heading to the plate, Palmigiani. Throw in, cut off over at short by Triana. It's an RBI base hit for Glenn Santiago, his fifth run batted in of the year. And the Blue Jays have a 2-0 second inning lead. Line drive just off the top of Triana's mitt. Didn't have much of a chance to get Palmigiani coming to the plate. So Dunedin has scored in each of the first two innings tonight for the second straight game. They have opened up an early 2-0 advantage. Here's the catcher, Jose Ferrer. 229 in 12 games, appeal down to third, saying whether or not he missed the base, and the entire Daytona dugout irate. Cody White, the Tortugas development coach, was the man who caught three different players for missing a bag during the month of April. Successfully, I might add, over a four-game stretch, as that is low 1-0. And Daytona was very sure that Palmigiani had missed third. 1-0, a swing and a miss. Fastball up and in, it's 1-1. Ferrer, 229 average in 12 games, 8 for 35. Three doubles, no homers, three batted in. One on, one out, one in. Throw back to first, and Santiago dives back. Ahead of the tag from Ibarra. I remember asking Cody about it back in April. 1-1, low 2-1. Said he missed first base once in college. His coach chewed him out and has been focused in on that both for himself and others in the years prior, or years that followed, as Ferrer sends it out of play towards the first base pavilion. It is 2-2. Fronson pitched in relief his last time out in Clearwater. That was last Saturday. Took the loss in that game, the 2-2. Swung on and missed, got him. Fastball down at 90. First strikeout tonight for Fronson. And there are two out in the second for Francisco Fajardo. Fajardo was 2-for-4 with an RBI in the game on Wednesday. And the first pitch to him today is sliced into center. Waiting on it is Hendrick, and he doesn't have to move very much at all to make the catch to retire the side. But the Blue Jays had another run on two hits and leave a man aboard at the end of 1.5. 2-0 Dunedin on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sounds of Biggie Smalls playing over the PA system here in Daytona. That can only mean one thing, that Ruben Ibarra is at the plate, and he takes a strike at the letters. It is 0-1. Ibarra hitless last night in the Tortugas victory. The 0-1. And Ibarra a ground ball to third. Scooped up by Pomigiani. And the throw to Nunez in time for the first out. One away in the second. Here is Austin Hendrick. Had only one at bat last night. Came in as a pinch runner for Jamal O'Gwynn in the bottom of the fifth. Josh Hobson, the trainer, never came out. So can't imagine anything was major league wrong with O'Gwynn, but can't say I know for sure. As the righty's first pitch to Austin finds the outside corner, 0-1, but Hendrick came up, saw one pitch last night, and hit it out of sight out to right field. Gave Daytona the lead, and they never relinquished as he chases down and away, 0-2. Austin average up to 220. 11 extra base hits, a team high, 7 homers and 21. Batted in the 0-2, got him on the changeup. Down and away. And Santos picks up his third strikeout. Base is empty, 2 down for Stephen Layton. Layton hitting .194 in his first 10 games, 7 for 36. A double, a homer, and 4 RBIs. Did enter the game. Or start the game last night at third base and sends that one back to the facing of the press box. It is 0-1. Layton 1-for-4 yesterday, scored a couple of runs. Bases empty in the second. Blue Jays ahead by a pair, the 0-1. And Layton another foul ball straight back, 0-2. Santos pitching for the first time since last Saturday against Tampa, pitched in relief through 4 shutout innings. One hit, 3 walks, and a season-high 10 strikeouts, and he's got 4 through 2 tonight as he freezes Layton on the breaking ball towards the outer half. A 1-2-3 inning for Dion Santos, retires the side on 8 pitches. All of them set the jack, 2-0 Dunedin on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the lineup, due up for the Blue Jays as we move to the third inning. Dunedin has scored a run in each of the first two frames. They have a 2-0 lead. Adrian Pinto to lead off, flied out to left his first time, and he lines out to third there to start the third on a great diving play to the left by Michelle Triana. Full extension for the first out. An impressive diving catch by the native of Cuba. So one pitch, one out for Fronson in the third. Here is Chavez, and he lines that one to the left and over towards the Halifax River. It is 0-1. Young out of Freeport in the Bahamas. The 0-1, and he swings through a high fastball. It is 0-2. Third baseman Triana off the line. Shortstop Meunier stationed up the middle. Young chokes up from the left-hand side. The 0-2 misses down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. 1-2. Young takes inside 2-2. Clouds trying to break up a little bit out towards center and again towards left field. And Beach Street, you can actually see the golden horizon with the sun setting. As Young a line drive this time off the top of Triana's glove. In the left field, a base hit, and it goes 5-hole on Castro and rolls behind him. On his way to third is Young. The throw is not in time. It'll be a base hit for Young and then an error on Castro. A single and a two-base error on the left fielder. And so the Blue Jays with a man in scoring position and one out. Fronson has retired the leadoff man in each of the first three innings. But the second batter has reached on multiple bases in each of the frames. As that one fouled onto the roof to the right. It is 0-1 on Gabriel Martinez. Popped up to second his first time. Daytona brings the infield in here. Fronson comes home, and this one in the air to center. Charging in, Hendrick dives, can't make it, it bounces in front of him. Backing up nicely is Dunn. He'll throw into second base. Scoring is Young. It's an RBI single for Gabriel Martinez, his 21st RBI. And the Blue Jays take a 3-0 third inning lead. Hendrick. But that ball just not hit hard enough for it to stay up long enough for Austin to get there. So the Blue Jays have another tally, and now Rainer Nunez, a humpback line drive over the leaping glove of Meunier. Bunch of seeing eye base hits by the Blue Jays tonight. The latest from Rainer Nunez. And they have two on and one out for the second baseman, Esteban Machado. Daniel Vaoheen out to the mound to have a conversation with Fronson. Try and get him back on track. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Our series continues tomorrow here at the Jack. It'll be City of Holly Hill night. Here's the pitch, and Machado takes up and away for ball one. Also be our second bark in the park night of the season, the 1-0. Up and away, but a strike. It is 1-1. Bring your four-legged friend out to the Jack tomorrow. Fronson's pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike. It is 1-2. Two on, one out, top of the third. Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. Righty fires, and this one punched back behind the plate. It remains 1-2. Bronson, fastball with a lot of sink. Also throws a slider and a changeup. That, according to the Hawkeye technology. Keep in mind, that is not exact. 1-2. There's a ground ball to third. Triana fields on a knee, on to second for one. Layton back to first. Lowers the first base around the right field side of the bag. And the side is retired. 5-4. Three double play ends the inning. But the Blue Jays pick up a run on three hits and error. And one man left at the end of 2.5. 3-0 Jays on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Braylon Meunier will lead off for Daytona as we head to the bottom of the third inning. 7, 8, and 9 due up against Dion Santos, who has yet to allow a base hit. Meunier swings at the first pitch and lifts it on the inning to his left. Pinto behind him, and he's able to make the grab over his left shoulder for the first out of the third inning. So Meunier, who had homered in each of his last two at-bats over the last couple of days, makes out for the first out of the third. And now the right fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn made the start in right field last night, moved to left when Austin Hendrick entered. Four for his first 22 in seven games. That's a 182 average, and the first pitch is low for ball one. Dunn, two extra base hits, a homer, and an RBI. Blue Jays tonight wearing the alternate royal blue uniforms. A 1-0. Dunn takes low, 2-0. Blue and white D logo on the front left-hand side of the chest with a Blue Jay head behind it. White numerals on the back, stencil style. Gray pants down to the ankles, blue and white piping along the side. The 2-0. That one nearly grazes a piece of Dunn's ear flap. Up and in at 92, it's 3-0. Santos, blue and white cleats dug into the stadium mound. The 3-0, and Dunn looks at a called strike. It is 3-1. From Santos, and Dunn again takes a called strike. That is the third time tonight Daytona has thrown the bat aside towards the dugout, only for it to be called a strike by the home plate umpire, Trey Ward. So now it is 3-2, and the payoff pitch is a called strike three. Dunn does it again, and the crowd letting Trey Ward hear it, and Dunn shaking his head back and forth, talking to him, saying, hey, that's not a strike. And according to the TrackMan data, Daytona's been more right than Trey Ward. So Dunn strikes out. That is the fifth strikeout for Santos. So now it is Fidel Castro for his first at-bat as a Tortuga. And a swing and a miss at a fastball down. It is 0-1. Yes, his name is Fidel Castro. He is from the Dominican Republic, resides in Santo Domingo. The 0-1, and this is a cue ball up the third base side. It is 0-2. Castro played last season in the Arizona Complex League. This is first at-bat in full season ball. The 0-2. Rounded up the first baseline. Remains a no-ball, two-strike count. Base is empty, two out. Bottom of the third, a 3-0 Blue Jays lead. Castro, 303 average, 10 extra base hits, 5 homers, 18 RBIs last year in the ACL over 32 games as time is called. Joined Daytona's roster officially on May the 18th, as that breaking ball clips the inside corner, another strikeout looking. Dion Santos has whiffed six through three innings tonight and retires the side in order once again, this time on 11 pitches. We're through three. 3-0 Dunedin on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth. Blue Jays a 3-0 lead, trying to win their first game in this series. Daytona has won the first 3. Tortugas looking for a win to secure a series victory. 6-7-8, 2 up for the Blue Jays. Palmigiani, Santiago, and Ferrer. The 3-2 up in the frame. Fronson back out to work, and his first pitch skips off the plate. It is 1-0. Let's take a look around the FSL here on this Friday night as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. 1-0. This one hit hard and fair over the third base bag and down the left field line again. Palmigiani on his way to second. Castro fires into the cutoff man, Meunier. Damiano Palmigiani is second double in as many at-bats tonight, both to virtually the same exact spot, hugging the left field line. And the Blue Jays, a man in scoring position with nobody out. First time they've put the leadoff man aboard tonight. So Palmigiani with his 7th double, his 11th extra base hit. And here is the left fielder Glenn Santiago scored Palmigiani with a base hit to left in the second inning. Fronson sets with a cross step towards third, the first pitch. And Santiago chases the slider in the dirt. It is 0-1. 2 games washed out tonight in the FSL. Lakeland rained out at home against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Santiago early on a 79-mile-an-hour offering. It is 0-2. Palm Beach and Bradenton postponed today due to wet Chevrolet Stadium, the 0-2. And Santiago tomahawks one in the air to right. Waiting now, charging in, is done to make the catch. Palmigiani doesn't leave the bag. And there is one out in the fourth inning. Man still at second for Jose Ferrer. Struck out swinging his first time, 0-1. Bradenton and Palm Beach will make up that game tomorrow. Their doubleheader will start at 4. Jupiter and Lakeland will begin at 4:30. Righty offers. And the first pitch to the Dunedin catcher is a called strikeout or half, 0-1. Clearwater and Fort Myers playing a doubleheader today. They did not play at all yesterday. Not because of weather, but because of a graduation being held at BayCare Ballpark. Is that fouled back 0-2? Fort Myers took game 1, 3-2-1. Anthony Kurion, a solo home run, his 4th of the year. The 0-2. Soft ground ball towards third. Triana, even with the bag, fires into the baseline just a little bit. But Ibarra able to stretch and get back for the second out. Palmigiani stays at second for the DH, Francisco Fajardo. Flied out to center his first time, 0-1. Mickey Moniak made a rehab start for Clearwater and the Phillies in game 1. Batted second in left field, went 2-for-3 with a double and a triple. Former number 1 overall pick by Philadelphia. As that pitch misses outside, ball 1 to Fajardo. Game 2 is in the top of the 7th inning already. Fort Myers a 3-0 lead in that game. Dylan Noisy has homered as this one off the hands to the third base bleachers. It is 1-1. Man at second, two out, top of the fourth. Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. Noisy, his second home run of the campaign. 1-1. And a chase and a miss. Fastball high and tied at 90. It's 1-2. Only one other game going on in the league tonight. That is over in Tampa. The 1-2 to Fajardo. Off the plate, thought about it, but decides to hold off. It's 2-2. Tarpons and the St. Lucie Mets tied at 3. Drake Osborne, a solo home run, his third. Benjamin Cowles, a two-run shot for the Tarpons, his third. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Slider down, and Fajardo strikes out. Second punch out tonight for Fronson, and he strands the leadoff double at second base. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of 3.5. It is still 3-0 Blue Jays on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you joining on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks? To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daniel Vaoheen swings and misses at the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth. Takes the second one low. It is 1-1. Vaoheen, the only Tortuga to reach base tonight, led off the game with a walk and then was caught stealing as he takes a strike inside corner. It is 1-2. Vaoheen, Steiger, Triana, the 3-2 up in the fourth. Blue Jays a 3-0 advantage as Vaoheen fishes for the off-speed and comes up empty, strike 3. Third straight strikeout for Santos. He has now punched out 7 tonight and 5 of the last 6 hitters he has faced. Here is Gus Steiger, designated hitter tonight, struck out his first time, 0-1. Santos seems like every pitch he throws has a bevy of movement on it, as that one misses down and away. It is 1-0. Santos, just 19 years old from Venezuela. And that one on the outside corner at 91, it is 1-1. Santos signed out of Venezuela at 16 years old for $150,000. That misses away, 2-1. Finished last season in Dunedin, made 2 starts, took the loss in both of them. But has been stellar to start this year, the 2-1. Steiger rips one a deep left. Back goes the left fielder, Santiago, but squares his shoulders in front of the warning track and makes the catch on the screaming liner. So Steiger with the best hit ball of the night for Daytona, but nothing to show for it. 2 out in the fourth for Michelle Triana. Triana struck out looking his first time, 0-1 tonight. Ball coming off the bat of Steiger at 106 miles an hour. This one rolled over on the ground at first. Nunez Fields takes it to the bag himself, and Daytona goes in order in the fourth. Santos retires the side on 9 pitches. He's only needed 46 to get through four innings tonight. To the fifth, still a 3-0 Dunedin lead.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Adrian Pinto to lead off for the Blue Jays as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Ari Fronson working into the fifth. And the pitch to Pinto is low for ball one. Pinto 0 for 2 tonight. Has fly to left, line out to third, and that one up and in. Hops out of the way. It is 2-0. Pinto, Young, and Martinez, the three do up. Blue Jays 3 runs, 7 hits. No errors. They have left 3 tonight. Daytona, no runs, no hits, an error. They haven't left anyone. As Pinto takes a strike away, it is 2-1. Came over to the Blue Jays organization this spring. And a trade with the Colorado Rockies, the 2-1. And Pinto fouls it off his foot before it rolls towards the pitcher's mound of the first base side. And he's back up on his feet now, walking it out. A lot of mixed opinions on Pinto as a prospect, and it's really interesting to see how different the prognostications can be from one publication to the other. Came over in that deal that sent Randall Grichuk to Colorado. Raimel Tapia also came over as Pinto strikes out on the fastball away. 91 on the gun from Fronson. And he has his third strikeout tonight, one away in the fifth. For Chavez Young. Pinto was ranked number 13 on the Blue Jays top 30 list by Baseball America. But MLB.com and Fangraphs has him as unranked entirely. That one misses the outside half. It is 1-0. After a cloudy and rainy start to the night, 1-0 low, 2-0. Do have enough breaks in the clouds to get sort of a purplish hue along the horizon out towards the left field wall in the batting cages. Young can't connect. 91 mile an hour fastball to the outer half. It is 2-1. Roddy fires. That one on the inside corner, a strike. It is 2-2. Base is empty, one out, top of the fifth inning. Now the 2-2 pitch. This one grounded through the right side, a base hit. In the hole between first and second. And Chavez Young is now 3-for-3. Homered in the first, singled and scored in the third. And now has a one-out base hit in the fifth. Gabriel Martinez, the right fielder, is up. RBI base hit to center to bring in Dunedin's most recent run in the third. This one he's late on. Out of play towards East Orange Avenue. Cool scene outside Wrigley Field earlier today. Hall of Famer Ferguson Jenkins at a ceremony outside the friendly confines. It's a ground ball to third. Triana to his left on his second for one. Back to first, double play, inning over. 5-4-3. And for the second time in the last three innings, Triana starts an inning ending around the horn, twin killing. We'll pick up that story when we come back. For the Blue Jays, no runs, a hit, nobody left. Halfway home, 3-0 Dunedin on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Ruben Ibarra leading off for Daytona in the fifth. Still looking for their first base hit tonight. And Ruben takes a called strike on the outside. Ruben grounded out to third his first time up. They play him to pull. And he takes off the outside half. It is 1-1. Santos just 48 pitches through four innings tonight. First time he has worked. Into the fifth, the 1-1, and Ibarra a line drive into left field, and there's the first hit of the night for the Tortugas. Ibarra will stop at first, and he is there with a leadoff single. A heat-seeking missile in between the third baseman and shortstop. No chance for either to make a play. And now here is Austin Hendrick. Hendrick struck out his first time, 0-1 tonight. Action out in Daytona's left field bullpen. Chase Petty, part of the tandem with Fronson. We'll see if he's the man throwing. As Hendrick out in front of the off-speed, it is 0-1. But Fergie Jenkins getting a statue outside Wrigley Field today. Six-time 20-game winner, Hall of Famer. Now on low, 1-1. Jenkins, 79 years old now, in attendance with his family. Sculpture unveiled next to those of other Cubs legends, the 1-1. That one misses down and in. It is 2-1. Alongside his teammates, Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, and Ronnie Santo. Said he's humbled to stand alongside his teammates, the 2-1. And Hendrick chases down and away, mad at himself for offering there. It is 2-2. Cubs will now have statue row outside the third base gates at Wrigley with those four legends of the Diamonds. Immortalized outside. Ibarra the man at first, nobody out. Daytona behind by three in the fifth. And Hendrick a number back towards the mound. Santos on to second for one. Pinto back to first, double play. Ibarra slid into second. Pinto. And Ibarra checking on him before he heads back to the third base dugout. Everybody's okay. So a 6-4-3 double play. Or rather a 1-6-3 double play. My apologies. And there are two out in the fifth. Bases empty for Stephen Layton. Layton struck out looking against Santos his last time in the second. As time called at home plate. Jenkins was with the Cubs from 66 to 73, and then again from 1982 to 1983. Pitch to Layton. Breaking ball, outer half, it is 0-1. Through 154 complete games, and his Cubs career through 325 innings in 1971. Fouled over the press box, 0-2. Now you're a workhorse if you somehow clip the 200-inning plateau, let alone 300 frames. The 0-2 struck him out on the breaking ball. Another punch out for Dion Santos. He has struck out 8 through 5 shutout innings tonight. Daytona breaks up the no-hit bid, but a double play allows them to face the minimum. We are through 5 here in Daytona Beach. 3-0 Blue Jays on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There will be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that will be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend with Jack as well for another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, 172, or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Chase Petty on to pitch here in the top half of the sixth inning. Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. Petty definitely in the Daytona and Tortugas vibe, as this is his first time working out with a new glove. And the glove's main color is Tortugas Paradise Green, a little bit of that dark hunter green color as well, over by the webbing and the laces. But a beautiful Tortugas-style mitt for the first-year pro Chase Petty. Always cool when, especially players here at the minor league level, really buy into the team atmosphere and color scheme. Rainer Nunez will be the first man to face the number 7 prospect in the red system. And Chase misses high for ball one. Petty, 6'1", 190 pounds, 19 years old, from Summers Point, New Jersey, the 1-0. Nunez fouls it behind the plate, 1-1. Nunez singled and has lined out to third today. Petty's 1-1, and this a broken bat flare will roll towards the Blue Jays' dugout. It is 1-2. Petty making his 8th appearance, 4th in relief. 0-2 record, a 4.18 ERA. 22 hits in 23 and two-thirds innings, 7 walks and 22 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .244 against the righties so far this year. Made the start last Saturday at BayCare Ballpark, a no decision against his former fellow Florida commit and fellow first-round pick from last year, Andrew Painter. This one, a bouncer to third. Triana fields at his eyes and throws to Ibarra to complete the first out of the sixth. One away for Esteban Machado. He's Grounded out to the mound in a 5-4-3 double play, his last trip in the third. Petty walked one, tied a career high with four strikeouts in that game, did give up a pair of home runs. Righty offers, and Machado takes a strike 0-1. Petty, the Twins, number 30 overall selection last year, is this one in the air, third base side. Triana to his right, his glove, and rolls onto the turf. Triana was going back and to his right, reached out over his head, and the ball just went in and out of his mitt. And so instead of the second out, Machado will see another pitch. It is 0-2. Get you the final line for Ari Franzen tonight. The 0-2. Up and away, it is 1-2. Franzen, a season-high 5 innings, did give up 3 runs on 8 hits. No walk, struck out 3, surrendered the home run in the first as Machado strikes out on the off-speed, off the outside corner. Swung so hard, his elbow guard came flying off behind him. Petty has his first strikeout tonight. 2 down in the 6th for Damiano Parmigiani. 2 for 2 today with a couple of doubles and a run score. Bronson, 67 pitches, 52 strikes, and the first pitch to Parmigiani. A called strike. It is 0-1. One of the cool things, though, about Franson's performance tonight, known about this for about a month now, had to keep it under wraps as that misses outside 1-1. That he wanted that one. But Franson's family, his parents came in from the Netherlands for this start tonight, more so for his birthday that he was celebrating today. Didn't know that far in advance that it would be his time through the rotation as that misses inside 2-1. But a cool moment for Ari Franzen tonight with his folks in from across the pond. The 2-1 grounded to short. Meunier fields on a forehand. And the throw to first, nice stretch by Ibarra just in the nick of time to get Parmigiani for the final out. 1-2-3 inning for Petty. Out of the bullpen, we head to the bottom of the 6th. Still a 3-0 Dunedin lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as a refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Blue Jays making a call to the bullpen as we move to the bottom of the 6th inning. Dion Santos is out. In is the right-hander Justin Kelly. Braylon Meunier, Blake Dunn, Fidel Castro, 7, 8, and 9. Due up against the right-handed reliever in his first inning of work. Meunier popped up his first time. He is 0 for 1 tonight. And the The righty's first pitch to him, another ground ball to second. In on it is Machado, and the play made for the first out of the sixth inning. Meniere has seen two pitches tonight. A pop up to third and a ground out to second. One away. Here is Blake Dunn, struck out looking his first time. Kelly, new arm for the Jays, 6'1", 195 pounds, 23 years old from Salt Lake City, Utah. Undrafted free agent signee out of the University of Utah last July. Righty from the first base side of the hill, misses inside. It is 1-0. Kelly making his 10th appearance. 0-2, a 3.5 ERA, has one save. 13 hits in 18 innings, 9 walks, and 16 strikeouts, the 1-0. On the outer half, 1-1. Kelly pitching for the first time since FIPA. Took the loss in that ball game, gave up just one run on 3 hits in 3 innings, the 1-1. And done a ground ball off the end of the bat to second. Machado stationed up the middle, makes the play on to first, 2 out. 2 away. In the sixth inning for Fidel Castro. Struck out looking his first time, 0-1 tonight. Final line for Dion Santos in his second start of the year. No runs, one hit in 5 innings, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. 57 pitches and 38 strikes leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side as Castro, left-handed batter with an open stance. Healthy swing and a miss, it is 0-1. Field shifted for Castro to pull. Shortstop Pinto shaded up the middle. And the 0-1 rolled up the first baseline like a putt. It is 0-2. I've seen a lot of golf on in the clubhouse the last day or two. I want to say it's the PGA Championship this weekend. I was never a big golf guy growing up. That's where I sort of feel like the outlier in the baseball world. The 0-2 pitch. Castro takes one at the letters. Strike three looking. First strikeout tonight for Kelly. And he retires Daytona in order on just 7 pitches in the sixth. To the back third of this ball game. Blue Jays a 3-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortuga your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Started here at the Jack, can see it faintly through the lights out beyond the outfield wall. Jim Jaworski, the general manager, has been out the last couple half innings to show the radar to the umpires, Trey Ward and Chad Westlake. Glenn Santiago to lead off against Petty in the seventh. Santiago takes strike one. Santiago, an RBI single tonight, has also flied out to right. A And he takes another strike. It is 0-2. The radar showing some more inclement weather rolling in from the west and south. The 0-2. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not, said Chad Westlake. And so Santiago stays with a one ball and two strike count. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the east. Justin Rock with you, the 1-2. This one fouled off Veo. There remains at a ball and two strikes. Take a look forward in this seventh inning. Busy slate of games starting at the major league level. The 1-2 and another swinging bunt. This time towards the third base dugout. It'll stay a ball and two strikes. Reds starting a weekend series in Toronto against the Blue Jays. Toronto a 2-0 lead, bottom five. Hyunjin Ryu against Luis Castillo. The 1-2 to Santiago. Down and away, it's 2-2. Tyler Stevenson, DJ Friedel, the Daytona alums in the lineup tonight. Joey Votto activated off the COVID IL earlier today as Santiago, another check swing. This time he's punched out by Chad Westlake, and all Glenn can do is put his hands on his hips. Second strikeout tonight for Chase. One away in the seventh inning. There is Jose Ferrer, has struck out and grounded into a force out to third his last time. The Reds had to make a lot of roster moves earlier today. As the pitch to Ferrer, low and away, 1-0. With the Reds going into Canada, 1-0, called strike 1-1. Because of the COVID-19 rules in the nation to our north, teams have not been bringing their unvaccinated players to Canada and Toronto this year as there's a knee-high strike 1-2. Petty peering in over that two-tone green mitt, the 1-2. And this one off the hand, shallow left, and dunking safely for a base hit. Ferrer rounds first. He's headed to second. Castro Fields fires in late. It's a one-out double for Jose Ferrer. And the Blue Jays have their first base hit off the 19-year-old Petty. Just a soft lining double into a perfect spot. Ferrer's fourth double of the year. Ninth hit of the night for Dunedin. Now the DH, Francisco Fajardo. Fly ball to center and a strikeout tonight. Righty comes home. Fajardo shows bunt, pulls back. And Petty misses high, ball one. Unvaccinated people are allowed into Canada. However, the stipulation is you have to quarantine for 14 days. So if you're an unvaccinated player, not only would you miss the entire series, the 1-0 down and in 2-0, but you'd then also miss 11 days after that series because you'd be quarantined in a hotel somewhere in Canada. So, as a result, teams haven't disclosed that certain players haven't been vaccinated, but they are placed on the restricted list before the series as Fajardo with a deep drive to right, but that one very foul. Out of the stadium beyond the Bud bullpen, it's 2-1. One on, one out, top of the seventh, Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. Three former Daytona players were put on the restricted list earlier today, Albert Almora Jr., Tyler Malley, Joel Kuhnel. As that one bounced off the dish, 2-2. Brandon Drury, who's had a nice season playing third for the Reds, also on the restricted list. As we said, the Reds did not provide further details as to why, but they are not asked to, and so they don't. The 2-2 pitch. Little dribbler up the first baseline. Ibarra will field in front of the bag and step on the square for the out. Advancing to third on the ground ball is Ferrer. And he'll be there with two out to the top of the lineup and Adrian Pinto. Pinto, fly ball to left, a line out to third, and a strikeout tonight, 0-3. So the Reds activating Joey Votto. The play in his hometown of Toronto. Buckled his ankles on that slider and could not hold up. 0-1. I've never seen broken ankles on a pitch before. Looked like AI going up against Jordan as a rookie. As Pinto flat-footed, fooled on that one, 0-2. And Petty has him all sorts of out of sync. The 0-2 from Chase. This one, little tapper behind the plate, stays 0-2. Votto activated off the COVID IL. Graham Ashcraft, the Reds' number 8 prospect, had his contract selected from AAA Louisville, as was the case for infielder Taylor Motter, who's in the Reds' lineup tonight. The 0-2, and Pinto chases up and away for strike 3. Third strikeout tonight for Petty, as he strands a man at third after a one-out double. Time to get up and stretch here from Daytona Beach. Tortugas trail 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now...
Justin Kelly back to work for the Blue Jays. Bottom of the 7th inning here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Vans Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, the family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com. Bayohina lead off, walked and struck out tonight 0-for-1 and lays a bunt down with a third baseman backing off the line, but can't keep it fair. It's a foul ball, 0-1. Bayohina, Steiger, Triana, top third of the order due up for Daytona in the 7th. Been held to just one hit tonight on a Ruben Ibarra single in the 5th. Right-hander Kelly at the belt, the 0-1. And Bayohina late fouls it into the glove of the catcher, Ferrer. It's 0-2. We mentioned the Reds without a whole bunch of players for their trip up north to Canada to take on the Toronto Blue Jays, the 0-2. In the dirt, 1-2. Graham Ashcraft had his contract selected from AAA Louisville. Taylor Motter as well as a replacement player. And Aristides Aquino back up with the big league club after being designated for assignment a few weeks back. A 1-2. Bayohina lays off the breaking ball again, 2-2. Ross Detweiler was also placed on the bereavement list. We wish him well during and his family, the 2-2. Bayohina, soft ground ball up the middle and through into center field, a base hit. Effort by Machado to his right, Pinto to his left. But perfectly placed between both of them. And Daytona has a leadoff man on in the 7th. Bayohina's first base hit of the season. Second time he's reached base tonight. Here's Gus Steiger. Steiger 0-for-2, a line out to left his last time. Has also struck out. But on the good news side for Reds fans, Jose Barrero, formerly Jose Garcia, when he played here in Daytona, Steiger shows bunt can't connect, lost the top hand. And it's a strike going one. Barrero has missed the first month and a half with left wrist surgery. Started a rehab assignment tonight with AAA Louisville. Runner leads off first. The 0-1 outside. And it's 1-1. They think Barrero will be fully ready by early June. The 1-1. Steiger takes up and away. And the count now 2-1. David Bell, the Reds manager, saying it's not so much for Barrero down in Louisville to prove that he's ready for the majors. Just to play some baseball after a very sporadic start to 2022. 2-1. And Steiger swings and misses. Bat goes slipping out of his hands towards the entryway to the dugout for Daytona towards the home plate side. So a swing and miss. Everybody's all right, and the count is 2-2. Bell added he's going to need these 3 weeks for sure, not only to make sure he's healthy, but to use it as spring training almost to get back into play. Barrero was a star here in 2019. The 2-2. Steiger off the hands to the right side, to his left, Matan. Steiger beats it out for an infield hit, and the Tortugas will bring the tying run to the plate here in the seventh inning. Two on, nobody out for Michelle Triana. Rounded out to first in the fourth, has also struck out looking tonight. The Ohine at second, Steiger at first in a 3-0 game. Righty against the lefty third baseman, and the first pitch is a breaking ball, strike 0-1. Elsewhere, though, in the Red system, AAA Louisville, bottom of the fourth inning against the Nashville Sounds. Brewers affiliate, they trail 1-0. Mike Minor, another rehab start for the Reds, has given up a run on 6 hits and 3 2/3. The 0-1, and Triana gets under one, foul ground. Third base side by the coach's box, Pomigiani, and with the infield fly rule in effect, makes the catch in foul territory for the first out. One away, Triana 0-3 tonight. Here's Ruben Ibarra, picked up Daytona's first base hit with a 114-mile-an-hour single in the fifth inning, has also grounded out to third. Jose Barrero leading off, playing shortstop today for the Bats, 0-2, has struck out in both of his at-bats tonight. Always hard to come back from a wrist injury as a position player. Needed so much for your at-bats as Ibarra swings and misses 0-1. Chris Oakey, the other Daytona alum in the AAA lineup tonight. The 0-1, down and in 1-1. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Tennessee Smokies. Seventh inning in Sevierville, lookouts a 4-1 lead. Eduardo Salazar has allowed just 1 run over 6. Kelly's 1-1, and Ibarra chases in the dirt. At 86, it's a ball at 2 strikes. Only run in that game, or one of the runs in that game for the lookouts on a 2-run blast by James Free, his first of the year. 1-2, and Ibarra foul tip into the glove of the catcher Ferrer, strike 3. Huge strikeout for Kelly. That is his second tonight. There are 2 out now in the 7th for Austin Hendrick. Hendrick 0 for 2 tonight, has struck out and grounded into a 1-6-3 double play his last time. Lookouts looking for their 20th win of the season if they come up with a victory tonight, as Hendrick takes a strike on the outer half, 0-1. High A, Dayton playing a doubleheader today. They were supposed to play two yesterday, only got through one. Dragons took game one over the Quad Cities River Bandits Royals affiliate 7-1. As Hendrick out in front of the off speed, it's 0-2. Jose Torres, a solo home run, his seventh. Nick Quintana, a solo blast, his fourth. Jose Torres, Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Reese Hines, Alan Cerda, Garrett Wolforth, all the alums in the lineup. The 0-2 foul tip in and out of the glove of the catcher Ferrer, and so Hendrick gets a reprieve. Two on a couple of singles. Two out, bottom of the seventh, Blue Jays a 3-0 advantage. Thomas Farr, Daytona alum, made the start in game one for the Dragons. Kelly's 0-2. On the inside corner, frozen with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And Hendrick left kicking Sumter's box. Daytona gets a couple of base hits, but Strand a pair aboard. We are through seven. Still a 3-0 Blue Jays lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. They scored single runs in each of the first three frames tonight. Chavez Young, Gabriel Martinez, Rainer Nunez, the three to face the 19-year-old Chase Petty. For three tonight, homered in the first, since then a couple of singles and another run scored. And the first pitch he sees from Chase is a strike. On the inside corner, it is 0-1. Petty kicks and offers. Fastball up at 94, it is 1-1. Only score we haven't told you about yet for the Red system is game two for Dayton. High A ball as Young fouls it aside, 1-2. That game scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Connor Phillips has struck out five of the eight men he has faced tonight in the start. That one pops in and out of Veo Heen's missed. It is 2-2. Ashton Creel, Ellie De La Cruz, Justice Thompson, Reese Hines, Alan Cerda, Michael Troutwine, the Daytona alums in the lineup tonight for game two of that double dip. The 2-2 from Petty. Slider just misses, had some wicked breaks. Started in the righty batter's box and came over the heart of the dish. May have even fooled the home plate umpire. Payoff pitch, fastball up and away, ball four. And Young on base for the fourth time today. Blue Jays get a leadoff man aboard for the second time tonight. Here's the right fielder, Gabriel Martinez. RBI base hit to center in the third. Grounded out into a 5-4-3 double play in the fifth. Righty ready, and the first pitch. Fastball dipping down and away at 92. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Saw this crazy story on, of all places, MLB.com's website, which is interesting because it didn't involve any major league teams, as Martinez swings through that fastball down at 0-2. There was a Big Ten baseball game the other night that put up more runs than a usual Big Ten football game. This one popped up behind the plate. Vaoheen can't find it. This one out of play. And it stays at 0-2. One on. Keith Jays a 3-0 lead. But it was a game between Indiana and Iowa. They've scored 40 points between the two when their football teams played last September. Runner goes. Vaoheen drops the ball on the transfer and a stolen base for Chavez Young, as it's now 1-2 on Martinez. Stolen bag for Dunedin. You see a flash of lightning out beyond the left field wall. Did mention some weather coming in from the west and south. Hurricane flag out in center, now blowing straight out. He won two, and this one reached for a ground ball to first. Ibarra looks towards third, but will flip to Petty covering the bag for the first out as Young moves up 90 feet to third base. Man at third, one out. Here is Rainer Nunez. Nunez, 1-for-3. Singled in the third, is also lined out and grounded out to third. First pitch of the at-bat, and Nunez chases the slider away. It is 0-1. So Indiana and Iowa scored 40 points in football against one another last September. They played last night in baseball, and that total was surpassed. The 0-1, a called strike fastball. Nunez displeased. It's 0-2. Indiana had a 13-2 lead after three innings and lost. To set the 0-2. This one grounded through the left side, a base hit. Young will score. It's an RBI single for Rainer Nunez, his 25th RBI of the season. And the Blue Jays now have a 4-0 lead. Great game with an RBI for the Blue Jay first baseman. One on, one out, one in for Estevan Machado. Switch hitter, batting left-handed, struck out, swinging in his last trip. And the first pitch, fastball, misses up and away, ball one. Yeah, Indiana led 13-2 after three innings and lost. Iowa scored 28 runs over their last five trips to the plate to win 30-16. That one high, 2-0. Game featured 42 hits, 17 of which went for extra bases, and 9 home runs. And somehow, the 30 runs scored by Iowa, as stoppage in play, Jim Jaworski, the general manager, showing home plate umpire Trey Ward the radar. We have seen some flashes of lightning. The rain has started again. And the count 2-0 on the Dunedin second baseman. The 2-0 pitch outside, ball three. And somehow the 30 runs Iowa scored are not the program record. It is the second most. It was the most they ever scored in a Big Ten game. Betty's 3-0, and this one hit hard on the ground. A second gets away from Layton in a shallow right, and everybody's going to be safe. Machado hit that ball hard. Layton could not get his glove down all the way. Glanced off the webbing and kicked behind him. And Machado will have credit for a base hit. And the Blue Jays now with two on and one out for Damiano Parmigiani. Grounded out to short against Petty in the sixth inning. Righty against righty, first pitch foul ball. And the count is 0-1. Parmigiani, two in a run score. There were eight different players in that Iowa-Indiana game that had at least three hits. The 0-1. Off the outer half, 1-1. Two on, one out, eighth inning. Blue Jays a run in. They lead 4-0. But Iowa center fielder Kyle Huxdorf, sophomore, had just one home run through 148 at-bats this year. Well, he homered three times yesterday. The 1-1. This is away. It is 2-1. He went 6-for-7 at the plate and set a program and Big Ten record with 12 RBI, the first Big Ten player to have six hits in a game in 12 years since 2010, the 2-1. And Parmigiani out in front, it is 2-2. To put that in perspective, I am 30 now. The last time that happened, I was still a senior in high school. Been a while. Time called at home plate. His first home run, Huxdorf. Three-run homer began a 10-run fourth inning. And they scored at least three in the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. The 2-2. Chopper up the third baseline, another foul ball. And it stays a two-ball, two-strike count on the Dunedin third baseman. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Blue Jays a 4-0 lead. They have a run in here in the eighth. Threatening to add more. 2-1 and 1 out. The 2-2. Outside with a slider. Nice backhanded stop by Veoheen. And everyone stays put. It's a full count. Brett Lockwood will start to throw out in left field tonight. He has thrown 24 in this eighth inning. Here's the 3-2. This is a double play ground ball to short. Meniere on a second for one. Layton to first. In time, double play, inning over. 6-4-3 twin killing. And Petty with that dripping fastball, able to get a soft grounder to quell the threat. But the Blue Jays pick up another run on two hits and leave a man aboard after 7.5. A 4-0 Dunedin lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
As we move to the bottom of the eighth inning, Leighton Manier and Dunn do up against the righty Justin Kelly out for his third inning of relief. And the first pitch to Stephen is a called strike. It is 0-1. Blue Jays, 4 runs, 11 hits tonight. No errors, they have left 5. Daytona, no runs, 3 hits. 1 error, they have stranded 2. The 0-1, and Leighton pops it in the air, shallow right. Out is Nunez, in is the right fielder, and Martinez will make the staggered catch right by that D logo on the chest as a flash of lightning out beyond center field. I don't know if any of the umpires saw it. It was definitely getting closer. So there is one out in the eighth inning. That brings up the shortstop, Braylon Manier. 0 for 2 tonight, a pop-up and a ground out to second. Has only seen 2 pitches, and the first pitch he sees here grounded off his foot. Rolled all the way to second base, but clearly off the front toe of Manier. And so it is 0-1 on the 18-year-old infielder. Manier homering for the third time last night. And are they summoning everybody off the field? That looks to be the case. I just saw the home plate umpire just give a sort of push with his right hand. And Jose Ferrer, the catcher, started walking off towards the first base dugout. There has been a lot of lightning. It is getting closer. Shout out Jeffrey Sierra, Tortuga's first base coach, standing by to help out, get the tarp out over the mound. It isn't raining overly hard. The rain is not enough right now to stop this ball game. However, the lightning is close enough that it is no longer deemed safe for the diamond. Good teamwork, everybody out there. Anthony Moore, our lead corporate salesman, Robert Kraft, Matt Swiderski, Rachel Morton, Trent Mason, the groundskeeper, Hannah Anderson out there helping out, Allie Thomas also trying to help get everything situated with the tarps, both the Blue Jays and the Tortugas tarp up the bullpen mounds as well. So we are now in a weather delay, a lightning delay for the most part, with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The bases are empty. It is an 0-1 count on Braylon Manier. And with the score the way it is, and take a peek again at the radar, did look like a relatively chunky cell. And there is a big swath of green and a little hint of yellow over the Daytona Beach area right now. Most of that yellow on the radar off towards Deltona and Edgewater. A little bit further south and west of us. But it certainly looks like the large cell of rain is trickling up in this direction. Whether we get the worst of it, to be determined. But for now, we are in a delay. And we will keep you up to date until we find out what the next plan of attack is in terms of baseball being played or not being played for the remainder of this Friday night. So we will step aside for a moment here on the Tortugas Radio Network. A lot of players, a few players have taken their bats with them, at least from the Daytona side, back to the clubhouse up along the third base and left field line. But we will step aside for a moment, trying to continue what the next plan of attack is here on this Friday night, a little bit past the top of the 9 o'clock hour. And when we return, we'll try and update you on the situation as best we can. But right now, we are in a weather delay. Bottom of the eighth inning, nobody on, one out, and an 0-1 count on Braylon Manier. The Blue Jays holding a 4-0 lead, looking to win their first game in this six-game set. So we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have more info for you. We're in a rain delay and a lightning delay here in Daytona Beach on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There will be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that will be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend to the Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at Daytona Tortuga.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's Treasure Package today. Get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Back here in Daytona Beach, rain still continues to fall. We have still had quite a few strikes of lightning in and around the Jack, and so we still sit in this rain and lightning delay and in it for about 12 minutes or so now. Official start time of the delay, 9:02 Eastern Time. Blue Jays have a 4-0 lead through 7 1/3 innings tonight. Let's take you through the game that has been thus far. Right-hander Are Fronson got the start for Daytona against fellow righty Dion Santos. Fronson celebrating his 21st birthday today, but the Blue Jays greeted him rudely with one out. In Young hit the first pitch he saw out beyond the right field fence for his first home run of the year. And that gave the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead in the second. Esteban Machado grounded out. But Damiano Palmigiani doubled down the left field line with one out and then scored on a single to left by Glenn Santiago. Made it a 2-0 Dunedin lead. In the third, with one out, Chavez Young sparked another rally, single to left, but the ball got between the legs of the left fielder Fidel Castro, and that allowed Young to go first to third. So he was there with one out, and then Gabriel Martinez picked up a base hit in a center field, made it a 3-0 game in the eighth before the game was halted. Again, it was Chavez Young starting a rally, walked to lead off the eighth, stole second base, advanced to third on a ground out by Martinez, and then scored on a single to left from Rainer Nunez. A double play would end that inning. Daytona's best chance to score so far tonight came in the seventh. They got back-to-back singles to start the inning from Vaoheen and Steiger, but an infield foul popped to third, and back-to-back strikeouts halted that rally. And so we sit here with Daytona being shut out through seven and a third frames. If and when this game gets resumed, it will be an 0-1 count on Braylon Menier in the bottom of the eighth inning. And one out. Justin Kelly, the pitcher, Menier, the hitter. But with the way the radar looks and the way the weather appears in front of us, not exactly looking extremely likely that we will resume this baseball game here tonight. But never say never, but it's not exactly looking great. It's past the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Take a look around the FSL tonight. Fort Myers and Clearwater playing a doubleheader today. Clearwater swept in both ends of the doubleheader. Fort Myers wins game one, 3-1, and then won the nightcap 3-0. Tampa and St. Lucie's winning streak. Tarpons over the Mets by a 7-3 final score. And two games were further impacted by rain than this one. Lakeland and Jupiter washed out. Palm Beach and Bradenton washed away due to wet grounds. Both those games will be made up with a doubleheader tomorrow. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, I can't believe I didn't realize until today that the Reds were playing in Toronto against the Blue Jays, while the Tortugas, a Reds affiliate, host Dunedin, a Blue Jays affiliate. But they play on in the bottom of the seventh, north of the border. Toronto a 2-1 lead. Reds only run on a Matt Reynolds RBI double. Tyler Stevenson, TJ Friedel, the only Daytona alums in the starting lineup here tonight. Top of the sixth inning, AAA Louisville trailing the Nashville Sounds. Brewers affiliate 4-0. Mike Miner gave up 4 runs on 9 hits, struck out 3 in 4 2/3 innings in a rehab start for AAA. Jose Barrero 0-3 with 2 strikeouts in his first rehab appearance of the year, while Chris Oakey, the other Tortuga alum, in the lineup. AA Chattanooga going to the bottom of the ninth inning on the road against the Tennessee Smokies. They have a 4-2 lead. James Free, a 2-run home run in the second. Julio Pinto, the only Daytona alum who has appeared in that game, struck out 2 in a scoreless inning of relief. And High A Dayton playing a doubleheader. They defeated Quad Cities, Royals affiliate, in game one, 7-1. Jose Torres and Nick Quintana with home runs. Torres, Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGath in the lineup. Thomas Farr made the start, took a no decision. End of 4 in game 2 out at Day Air Ballpark. It is scoreless. Connor Phillips has struck out 9 over 4 two-hit shutout innings. Ashton Creel, De La Cruz, Justice Thompson, Hines, Cerda, and Michael Troutwine, the Daytona alums in that lineup. As for Major League Baseball here on this Friday night, as the rain continues to fall, we have now been in this delay for about 18 minutes or so now. One final score already. That was this afternoon at Wrigley. Diamondbacks a 10-6 win over the Cubs. 3 home runs in that game for Josh Rojas. Alec Thomas hit his 3rd home run of the year. Christian Walker his 10th for Arizona. Patrick Wisdom hit his 7th for the Cubs. Jonathan Villar, Christopher Morel, and Ildemaro Vargas all homered as well in that contest. Bottom of the 7th. In Pittsburgh, Cardinals a 5-1 lead on the Pirates. Michael Chavis, a solo home run, his 4th for the Buccos. Braves a 5-3 lead on the Marlins, bottom of the 7th. Marcell Ozuna, a 2-run homer, his 8th. Dansby Swanson, a solo blast, his 5th. Travis d'Arnaud has hit his 4th. Jorge Soler, Daytona alum, a two-run home run for Miami, his eighth. Bottom of the seventh in Baltimore, Rays a 3-2 lead on the Orioles. Mike Zunino, a three-run home run for Tampa, his fourth of the year. Top of the seventh in Philadelphia, Dodgers a 3-0 lead on the Phillies. Julio Urias and Yency Almonte have combined on a two-hit shutout so far. Top of the eighth in Cleveland, Guardians leading the Tigers 4-1. Jose Ramirez, a three-run home run, his ninth of the year. Bottom of the seventh in Boston, the Red Sox leading the Mariners 4-2. Trevor Story, a grand slam, his sixth home run of the year. Abraham Toro, a two-run shot for Seattle, his sixth home run. Middle of the fifth in Houston, Rangers a 1-0 lead on the Astros. Cole Calhoun, a solo home run, his sixth. Martin Perez has not allowed a base hit through four innings, has walked one. Christian Javier has struck out nine for the Astros. Top of the fourth in Kansas City, Twins leading the Royals 4-1. It is Devin Smeltzer against Daniel Lynch in that ballgame. Bottom of the fourth inning in Milwaukee, Brewers and Nationals are scoreless. Eric Lauer against Eric Fetty. They are going to get underway momentarily out in Anaheim, Angels and A's. Paul Blackburn will go for Oakland. Chase Silseth, 2021 draftee by the Halos, will get the start for them. 10:15 tonight, Giants will host the Padres out in San Francisco. Jacob Junis for the Giants, Sean Manaea for the Padres. And two games in the majors today rained out. Yankees and White Sox, they'll play a doubleheader on Sunday, while the Mets and Rockies were snowed out in Colorado, believe it or not, on May 20th. But yes, that is the case. It did snow in Colorado today after apparently having 90-degree weather yesterday. And they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Our next game will be tomorrow night as well, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. As the gates open at 6 o'clock for another Bark in the Park night, bring your four-legged friend out to the Jack for a nine-inning vacation. We'll also have City of Holly Hill night. Discounted tickets for all Holly Hill residents through the appropriate FIVO link. Gates open at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Our coverage begins, as always, 15 minutes before first pitch at 6:50. And we will have our first pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. Nick Frasso will get the ball for the Blue Jays. No record, a spotless ERA. Julian Aguiar will get the ball for Daytona, 2-3, a 3.34 ERA. We'll step aside once again as we continue to wait and delay here in Daytona Beach. The Blue Jays have a 4-0 lead, bottom of the eighth inning. Bases are empty. There are one out and an 0-1 count on the shortstop, Braylon Meunier. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will hopefully come back with more information on either a start time or let you know that this one is officially in the books. Blue Jays have a 4-0 lead. We're in a delay, bottom of the eighth. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious room, place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of including suites, and guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There'll be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that'll be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend to Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone in 3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Well, the umpires have come out. Cookie Dawkins came out of Daytona's third base clubhouse. Donnie Murphy, the Blue Jays manager, has come out of the first base clubhouse, and the umpires have waved it off. And so this game has been called. It is an official ball game, and so this game is now over as the Blue Jays snap Daytona's three-game winning streak. Your final score tonight, Dunedin 4 and Daytona nothing for the Tortugas this year. The Blue Jays improved to 15-22 with the win. Daytona drops to 16-21 with the loss here tonight. Winning pitcher today is Dion Santos. He improves to 3-2, five shutout innings, one hit, a walk, and eight strikeouts. Ray Fronson suffers the loss. He drops to 1-3, gave up three runs on eight hits in a season-high five innings, did not walk anyone, and struck out three. The save to Justin Kelly. He was on the mound when Meunier was at the plate, and the game was put on hold with an 0-1 count. He collects his second save. No runs, two hits in two and a third innings, no walks, and three strikeouts. Final line scores tonight. Dunedin, four runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left five. Daytona, no runs, three hits, one error. They left two. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 14 minutes, officially listed as a 40-minute delay. That couples in the 10-minute delay before first pitch here this evening in front of a crowd of 996 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Our series will continue tomorrow, another Bark in the Park night here at the Jack. Bring your pup out for a nine-inning vacation of their own. Will also be City of Holly Hill night. Nick Frosso will get the ball for the Blue Jays. No record, a 0.00 ERA. Julian Aguiar, the righty, will get the ball for Daytona, 2-3. With a 3.34 earned run average. Gates open at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Our coverage begins at 6:50 with the pregame show leading up to the 7:05 first pitch here from Daytona. That'll do it for us here tonight on the Tortugas Radio Network in this rain and lightning shortened ball game. The Blue Jays defeat Daytona in eight innings by a final of 4-0. For our quartet of French, as well as Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from the Jack as the Blue Jays win it in this rain and lightning halted ballgame, 4-0 in eight frames. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.